This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly for the win on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to another edition of For the Win, the golf betting podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Nigel Seeley. I'm delighted to say joining me again to look ahead to this week's golf in action is Duncan and Neil Campbell. Guys, we've got a couple of big tournaments going on the both sides of the Atlantic. A big event with a huge amount of history over on the PGA Tour, the Byron Nelson, AT&T Byron Nelson, at a venue which is pretty much unfamiliar for many bettors. So, Neil, let's start off with that one. Look at that event. Tell us a little bit about the course and what we should be looking for if we're looking to identify a winner at the Byron Nelson.
Yeah, so we're back at TPC Craig Ranch, which hosted the Byron Nelson last year, and that was making its debut. So we don't have too much past course form to look at. So it played quite easy last year. It was won with a score of minus 25. So the order of the day isn't just strong tee to green play and approach play. You need to be putting well this week, probably to get it done. So it's in Texas. So in Texas, we've always got the wind as a factor. So we're looking for players that can play well in the wind. That's about it. Looking at the forecast now, it's going to be more windy on Thursday, Friday, and it's going to calm down a bit. Conditions should be a lot hotter, and we've got a lot stronger field as well. So we've got a really good tournament to look forward to.
Also, obviously, with events in Texas, you look for residents of Texas. You know, is that something we should be looking for in the person that we think will win this week?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, Texas is probably one of the main places where, you know, people from the home state play well. So that's definitely something to factor in. You know, the likes of Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth this week will probably go well because they usually do.
Yeah, let's look at the betting. Bet Rivers have the betting up, and Scottie Scheffler 10-1 favourite, no surprise. Won 4 of his last 6 individual tournaments he started. We talk so many times on the podcast about players that, you know, we look at favourites and we think they shouldn't be the favourites they are, but he's won 4 in 6 tournaments. We talk about Rory McIlroy, who hasn't won for years, and he's starting tournaments at 12-1. This guy, 4 out of 6 last tournaments he's won, and he's still double figures. You know, if you're going to back a favourite, Scotty Scheffler could be the man this week, couldn't he?
Yeah, but he's very tempting. The one thing I'll say, and this goes to all the market favourites this week, is that this is the week before the US PGA, and most of them will be using this as a warm-up to fine-tune their games. We've seen recently, over the last couple of years, the winner of the event before a major has been a lesser name. In fact, I think Jordan Spieth is the only one ranked in the top 20 that's won previous to a major. So that is a big factor to be aware of. I know a lot of them were even playing Southern Hills on Monday instead of playing TPC Craig Ranch, the event we're playing this week. So that just shows where they're putting their priorities this week. And so that is the one thing that would maybe be putting me off taking Scottie Scheffler in his home state.
Well, 10-1, Scottie Scheffler. And we talk about, you know, we talk about one man at 10-1 has won 4 of his last 6 tournaments he's entered as an individual, not including pairs events. And you talk about the second favourite, just slightly behind him, Justin Thomas, who hasn't won in 14 months. I mean, really, you know, the difference in price is on current form shouldn't be as close as that is. What do you think about Justin Thomas? I don't know if you think of him, but I think he's definitely one to fade this week.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't have the same kind of credentials as Scheffler, does he? You know, he didn't play the course last year. He didn't play the event last year. And he was one of the players that Neil talked about who was playing Southern Hills at the start of the week. So Justin Thomas is one that, you know, is going to be really behind those who have the experience at TPC Craig Ranch. And if you're looking at, you know, a match bet between Scheffler and Thomas, I would certainly look to favour Scheffler.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's not going to be much difference in the price, judging by that. Probably looking about -120 Scheffler to be, finish above Thomas. One man's won four at the last six, and the other one's won, hasn't won in 14 months. I mean, that's got to be some kind of factor. Xander Schauffele is next at 16 to 1. He know he won the pairs event with his friend Patrick Cantlay, but he doesn't win, does he, on the PGA Tour? He's always there or thereabouts. He's always top 10, top 20. Maybe if you're in a bet, Xander, you've got to look at the top 20 market rather than taking 16 to 1 for him to win this tournament.
Yeah, and I feel like Patrick Cantlay maybe carried him for most of that pairs event as well. And looking at his form, two missed cuts in his last four starts. He's a debutant as well. 22 to 1 is just, especially with what I just said about the events before the majors, it's just not a price we could entertain.
No, Jordan Spieth is one of the previous winners of the event. Obviously, he's a hometown boy, resident. He won in Harbour Town as well recently. Probably out of the main leading contenders, you can probably make some case for Jordan this event, you know, ahead of the three players we spoke about already.
Yeah, 100% for me, Nigel. Like I said, Spieth's probably one of the only ones that out of the big lot that have won in the week preceding the major. He's got the top 10 at the course. He always plays well in Texas. His tee to green stats have been off the charts the last few weeks, and he's won in his last start. So I would fully expect to see Jordan Spieth top 10 or top 20 this week. Whether he wins it, I'm not too sure. That would be a big ask back to back for him. But I would definitely favour him in the match bets over the debutants such as Thomas and Schauffele.
Just one thing about Jordan Spieth. I mean, obviously, six, 7 years ago, he was the one who was considered to be the man who was going to take over from Tiger Woods, wasn't he? He was going to be the number one player. The other players have sort of overtaken him a little bit. But now he's coming back to some form. Now he's won. You know, he's still young. He's still got lots of time in the game. He could be someone to look ahead for the next week. Didn't he? The US PGA, you know, his form's pretty good. His record at majors is fantastic. You know, we talk about low prices about people like Rory McIlroy, and we're seeing other people being very heavily supported. But Jordan Spieth is definitely under the radar next week, isn't he?
I think it'd be really interesting to see how his putter works this week. You know, he won the Heritage. He admits himself without a putter. And it'll be really interesting to see where his putting is at this week. If he's putting the ball well and he's striking the ball like he was at the Heritage, then yeah, absolutely, he's definitely a player to watch out for next week. And if he's somehow found the cure to those short misses that he was having at the Heritage, then yeah, absolutely, look out for Spieth.
Yeah, Spieth is definitely one to be on the radar next week. And obviously next week we have a very special For the Win podcast. We'll be joined by some special guests from across the pond as well, and trying to get the winner for that tournament as well. So make sure you tune into the Bet Rivers Network and obviously download that on the podcast provider, whichever one you decide to go with. Look at Tipper at 20 to 1. Sam Burns, a two-time winner this season, 20 to 1. What do you think about his chances?
I actually really like Burns from the front of the market this week. Obviously, he finished runner-up last year, but he had that tournament in the palm of his hands for most of the event, and he finished poorly. But since then, he's become more confident at closing tournaments. Sam's form this year is really good. He's got the win earlier on, and I think the course in general just suits him. He can play his attacking game. He's usually, he loves a birdie fest, so we're looking at a low winning score this week. I think Burns will go well again.
Potentially a bet for maybe, we're going to come on to your winning selection, but maybe look at him in the top 20 markets, top 30 markets, maybe in match bets groups, all this kind of thing. You think Sam Burns is definitely one to be on your side in those kind of markets as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's got everything going for him this week. So it just depends whether you want to take the price. For us, with the history of larger priced winners the week before majors, it's a little bit too short, but I think he would go well against the guys that we mentioned that we expect to struggle, especially the debutants.
Yeah, what is the record before majors? I mean, is it usually won by players? It's very rare that it's won by the top four or five at the top of the market. Is it really that one? You have to go really down deep?
I've actually got the list here, Nigel. So we've got JJ Spaun, Lucas Glover, Gareth Higo, KH Lee, Jordan Spieth, Carlos Ortiz, and then Stuart Sink. So, unless you're a regular golf punter, which we are, we obviously know all these names, but quite a lot of golf fans won't know some of the majority of those names. So that just says it all, that The big players tend to just fine tune things the week before.
Yeah, just so that's a word of caution for betting any of these favourites at the top six or seven. At the top of the betting list, look for the ones further down and maybe look at the props in the top 20 because they don't want to miss the cut. They want to be playing some golf and they want to be sort of competing but not probably going all the way to win. They want to get all that energy going ahead of the major. Two other people at 20-1 of interest. Will Salatori is at 20-1. Is another resident of Dallas. Dustin Johnson, his first appearance here, Dustin Johnson. Would the course suit Dustin Johnson's game and Will Salatoris? I mean, he's a major winner waiting to happen, isn't he? But, you know, he's a very different player to Dustin Johnson. I mean, which one of those two would you think would be suited to the conditions and the course here this week?
I think that's a really interesting one, Nigel, those two. If you look at Dustin Johnson, he missed the cut at the Heritage and then he went off and he got married, didn't he? And he hasn't played for a few weeks.
Silly boy.
Yeah,
also silly, Nigel. Have you seen her?
Yeah. Mate, they change. Let me tell you, the thing is, that's why he missed the cut, because the wedding was on the Saturday. We should have known that on For the Win. If we knew that, we would have bet him to miss the cut. That's why we missed an opportunity there, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, Dustin hasn't played for 3 weeks now. So, you know, what kind of...
I think he's been playing a lot, but not got... I understand what you...
Absolutely. So, that's the thing. Where is Dustin's game at? You know, has he played much golf in the last couple of weeks? Or has he been, enjoying himself on honeymoon and with his new wife? So, we don't know where Dustin's game at. And he hasn't played the course before in competitive golf. And certainly not in last year's event. Whereas you contrast that with Will Zalatoris, who admittedly has played the course hundreds of times. He's fully kind of adept at playing the course and posted a top 20 last year. So, you know, of the two, I would much favour Zalatoris. You know, he was strong the last couple of events that he's played in. And we know where his game's at. You know, we know how he's coming in. And I think between the two, if there's a match bet available, I would take Zalatoris over Johnson.
Yeah, Zalatoris over Johnson, who's got his mind preoccupied on other things at the moment rather than golf, I'm afraid. But let's have a look at the next. There's three other players who just want to give a note to, or if you've got any thoughts on them or not. Matsuyama, 25-1. Joachim Niemann at 33, playing very well this season. And Brooks Koepka, 33-1. He's probably the one who you want to fade ahead of the major next week. So they're the list of the top 10 or so in the betting. But obviously, I know you lads delve a lot further down in the list. You look for the value much further down. And the role of honour of previous winners on this tournament is people are probably in triple figure prices. So, where is the value this week, Neil? I know Duncan's away sunning himself, which we'll come on to later. So you've been left to hold the fort. You've been left to do all the work while your brother's sunbathing on a beach, which is not very nice. But who is the winner this year of the 2022 AT&T Byron Nelson?
The winner is going to be Jason Cockrack. No impressions this week. I think we're done with impressions.
No, we're done with the impressions. I think Jason Cockrack would be the same impression, same sounding impression as all the Americans in the last 4 or 5 weeks. But Jason Cockrack is the winner. And what price are we getting?
So we're getting around about 50-1 on Cockrack. And I was actually outvoted here. I like someone, but Duncan never has a week off, even when he's abroad.
Well, tell us who yours is as well. Then we can
do a little match. I like Johnny Vegas to go well this week.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I always like him in an attacking venue. He's got a nice mixture of course form and recent form, and he's got that consistency going at the moment. And I always like to back a player that's putting back to back top 40s together, like 4 or 5. That was the same as KH Lee last year before he got his win.
So what price is Johnny Vegas this week?
He's around about a similar price.
We've got a real match bet on our hands now. Oi, oi, I'm the judge. So what's the bet? Whoever finishes highest, the buy the meal, the For the Win golf betting podcast meal at the end of the season.
Sounds good.
I'm up for that. Yeah, you up for that? You up for that? Lovely. Give me. I got a free meal. Whatever happens. Fantastic. So you like the Vegas? Obviously, we've got the Vegas, and obviously you're there at 50-1, and the Cockrack. The reasons why Cockrack. Do you want to take over, Duncan? Because you know Neil's told us what he fancies, and you pulled rank and said no, we got Cockrack. So you want the best person to explain to me why you like Cockrack this week?
Yeah. Okay. So let's give it a case for Cockrack. So three wins on the PGA Tour in the last 2 years. He has posted a couple of top 40 finishes in his last two starts. So he's 14th at the Masters, followed that up with 35th at the Heritage. What I like particularly about Cochrane is he's won the week before a major before. You know, he's shown that he can do it. He's not bothered necessarily about, you know, the big prizes at the majors. He's happy just to scoop up the cash and play well the week before. So he won last year before the US Open, the week before, which I like, obviously, coming into next week's major. He didn't play the event last year, which is a potential black mark against his name. But I don't think that should matter. I think that the course will suit him perfectly. You know, great driver of the golf ball, accurate iron player. The question mark will be whether he gets the putter going. But he's won in Texas before, and he's comfortable in the state. And I think he's a man that really needs to be on your team this week.
Well, there you go. Talking about teams, you're going to be Team Duncan with Cochrane or Team Neil with Vegas? I'm going to Vegas all day long, baby. Vegas all day long, baby. I don't fancy just going to Cochrane. Oh, not for me, but I do like the sound of Vegas. So that's the call there. We got to go for Vegas and Cochrane in the AT&T Byron Nelson. And whatever happens, I've got a nice free meal on the end of it. It's lovely. It's a fantastic position being in this impartial judge between two rival brothers. Fantastic. Now let's move across to the DP World Tour across the Atlantic. And we're heading to Belgium this week. To Antwerp, I think. It's the Soudal Open, I believe. The usual array of European talent is there. Another tricky-looking tournament. First of all, before we go into the leading contenders, what conditions, what's the course like, Neil, and what are we looking for in the identity of a winner?
Yeah, so we're going to the Rinkvin International Golf Club. I think I'm saying that right. Yes. And it's a par 71, so it's a shorter course. It's under 7,000 yards. That's the rarity these days. So it brings a lot more shorter hitters into it. So we're looking. Yes.
Was you looking at tractors?
No. My screen is just stalled. But basically, yeah, we don't have a lot of. Course form to go on, basically because it was a different format in the previous editions. So they were doing a 36 hole stroke play and then it went on to a match play. So there's not too much to look into, but we do have bits and bobs. The stronger the winners tend to be tee to green specialists. They've been first and second. And again, the same as the PGA Tour, we've got the market favourites. Some of them are heading over to the States next week to play in the PGA. So you want to be cautious there.
Yeah, let's look at the contenders. Bernd Weisberger, 14-1, a usual player at the top of the leaderboard in these kind of low-key European events. And, without doubt, you know, him and Thomas Peters, the second favourite, are the form horses in the tournament. Catalonia Open, he finished 8th. Played really well, I thought. I thought he had a chance going into the final round. And I know you lads were very keen on going to the final round. His game's looking quite good, but with the USPGA next week, you've got a big question mark about him to win. In Belgium.
Yes, same kind of thought process there. I definitely fancy him over Peters. Peters is coming in to a course. He's not played very well in Belgium. So the three times he's played, he's missed two cuts. And it was outside the top 25 on the other appearance. And he's also got three missed cuts in his last five starts. So I just think, out of the two, Weisberger's got more consistency. He's got the top 10 at the course. I would definitely be looking to take Weisberger ahead of Peters in a match bet this week.
Yeah, Thomas Peters is 20-1. Weisberger is 14-1. So Weisberger will probably be around about -120 in a match bet between the two. And they're paired in groups. So if you look on the Bet Rivers website, there's a group betting where Weisberger and Peters are in the group. Alongside them in the group is someone who I quite like and interest in this week, Sam Horsfield. We mentioned him last week. He is a proven winner on a European tour. He looked really good in stages last week for a player who's missed so much. And I think he's going to come on leaps and bounds now. I think he's a winner in the next two or three weeks, Horsfield. I think we're going to get him at a price. But you'd want a bit more than 20-1 about a player who's been missing for so long. But I think he's going to be a very popular bet with Bet Rivers, and the handle for Horsfield in this tournament, I think, will be strong.
Yeah, again, just going back to the yardage of the course, it's under 7,000 yards. And I think that takes away Horsfield's main strength, his power and his distance and his aggressive game. Looking at his course form, 41st and 61st. So I think that goes to show that his strengths don't come into play here as much as other courses. So for that reason, and the reason he's got the PGA next week as well, I would be happily opposing Horsfield.
Yeah, he will definitely get his game in fine tune for the PGA. Ryan Fox is 22-1, ultra consistent. I mean, he's got four top 15s in his last four European starts. I mean, this guy is a winner waiting to happen, isn't he, really? But can he get over the finishing line this week?
Yeah, well, one of the things that the previews I picked up was that recent form has been a key factor for finding the winner at this course. So it's something that we've really been looking at closely this week. Fox did get his last-minute invite to the PGA as well, so he's another one that's going to have half a mind on the job. So just for that reason, probably leave him out, but probably prefer him to the three we've just discussed.
I don't know if you haven't got any data. I'm putting you on the spot here, Neil, but I don't really. If you've got any data, you know, you spoke about tournament winners before the weeks and the US tour. What about the European Tour, the DP World Tour? Like, it players who play in the major, a really really bad thing to have statistically in these kind of things. If you haven't got it, but I can imagine from common sense, it's not the ideal fit for you.
Yeah, I don't have the data in front of me, but just from a winning possibility, these guys in the European Tour obviously have a lot less chance of winning than the PGA Tour guys. So for them to go on to win, I don't think it really affects their week next week as much, because they're not expecting to win the same way as your likes of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are. So the probably you can get a few more market favourites winning in the DP World Tour than the PGA Tour in the preceding week.
Okay, next we have for Ortegi at 22-1, 27th last week, a price that really doesn't do much for me. And Maronk at 25-1, I know he had two third finishes, was it, and 2 weeks before. And then last week, we spoke him up and said he was going to be a popular player, and he was one to avoid, and he missed the cut. And probably neither of those make appeal, I would suggest.
No, not particularly. I'm surprised Maronk's price hasn't drifted out. It's pretty much just stayed the same, so for that reason. Straight after the miscut, the Belfry is not a too dissimilar venue to this week, with the tree-lined fairways. I'd be happy to skip Maronk. And Ortegi is a past winner at this course, so he's bringing back some good memories. And he's one I would definitely keep on side for the match bets this week. He's bringing in really hot form, well, two top fives in his last four starts. And I think that, combined with the good memories in the course, he's one that could really go well.
Finally, I'm going to give a mention to a player. I was in a WhatsApp group about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and I was in it with a very famous golf manager called Chubby Chandler. And he told me there's a player that needs to follow called Thomas Dietrich. I followed him every week for about a year. Every single week, I backed this lad every week, 100-1, 150-1. He'd be sixth or third going into the final round, then he finished 28th. Then he'd be seventh, they finished 42nd. He's a winner waiting to happen. The talent this boy's got, and at 28-1 in Belgium, it looks a draw. It looks a tournament where I personally just cannot not bet this kid. I if he won, honestly, it would do me in. The amount of money I've lost on him, even if he won and I had say $200 on him, I still wouldn't get back half the money I've lost on this bloke. So, what about Thomas Dietrich? So, just for me, just for my personal opinion, what do you think of his chances?
I'll let you go, Doug.
I'm just gonna say, if I tell you can't lose, now is that gonna?
I think I bet him to make the Ryder Cup team, like, you know, and it was, I think, I honestly, every week he was like the guy that, and every week I thought that I had a chance, and every week he sort of hit a 79, like literally when he was in contention all the time. But the guy is so talented.
If Adrian Aus can win in Spain, then maybe Thomas Dietrich can win in Belgium. You know, maybe it's all going to follow that kind of route. And we have seen that recently, haven't we? Well, it seems to be that if you go to the home country, you know, players have risen up. And, you know, maybe it's the return of crowds post-COVID. You know, there seems to be less COVID restrictions and the numbers are much greater. And maybe the home crowd, you know, being in Belgium, maybe that could spur them on. Certainly, like, I would perhaps fancy him ahead of a few others, you know, at the top of the betting. But yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, he just seems to always throw in a bogey or a double bogey at just the wrong time and scupper his chances.
Well, if he does win this week and I'm not on, I guarantee you I'm not turning up next week for the For the Win podcast. So I'm gathering as well from the usual trends that these seven players that you've got here, you won't be looking at a potential winner there. So who do you think will win the Soudal Open over in Belgium on the DP World Tour, Neil?
So I like the guy that probably should have won last week, Sebastian Soderberg. Mm-hmm. So for any viewers that didn't watch it, he was in the clubhouse ready to win. And Thorbjørn Olesen finished with an eagle and a birdie to steal the title from him. He must have been assuming that he was going to win. So he has got to shake that off this week. But there's every reason to believe he can. He has finished back-to-back second places at the end of last season. So we know he can finish second and then dust himself off and go again. Last week, all his stats looked impressive to me. Tee to green approach. So he looks in fine form. He's got a 21st at the course. And then in general, I think he's just a player that the bookmakers are always underestimating. Even this week, I feel like he should have shortened a lot more given his performance. So he is the one we're going to take this week.
And what price can we get for Soderberg?
So he's 66 to 1.
Oh, that is a big price. I remember betting him with you guys last. I was in a pub, surprise, surprise. And I was following it on my phone and we bet him at 200 to 1, didn't we? And he was like minus $5 to win the tournament, minus $6 to win the tournament. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't watching it and I saw my phone. He went out to 10 to 1 because he went in the water and double bogey on the 17th.
Yeah,
I still haven't got over that. Honestly, I haven't got over that. I was counting the money and everything. It was a nightmare, absolute disaster. Remember that?
Yeah.
No words. Yeah, no words. Anyway, let's just give a recap of the tournament. So the AT&T Byron Nelson, we're going to go for two. Team Neil has gone for Jonathan Vegas at around about 50 to 1. And Duncan has gone for Jason Cochrack at 50 to 1. So it's a bit of rivalry between the two of them there, but they both agree in the DP World Tour Soudal Open. We're going to go for Soderberg, the man who was runner-up last week after a miraculous finish from Thorben Olesen to snatch the title when the playoff looked inevitable. This week, at 66 to 1, a monster price, really, considering the form he showed last week, particularly in the closing round. He was fantastic. So that's it. That's this edition. I know, Duncan, you're away. You're traveling away again. Another holiday. It's unbelievable. He left you to do all the work, Neil, at home, and he's gone off and sunning himself. It's incredible. But you know what, Neil? You've got a better suntan than him in Swansea or Wales, wherever you are, than he is in Lanzarote. But anyway, have a great weekend, guys, and good luck for us. And I'll tell you what, the winner's around the corner. Just remember to please go to the YouTube channel and obviously watch all the content we have on the Bet Rivers Network. Some huge amount of content. It's the final weeks in all the soccer leagues all around Europe. Some great content there. And also go to your podcast provider and download the edition of For the Win. There's also all the other content you have there, and you get a ping whenever anything is released. But please remember to gamble responsibly and have a great weekend. And safe travels back, Duncan and Neil. I'm Team Vegas all the way.
Come on.